You're not interested?
For nothing. No.
Now, Kevin Scott is a guy who will go to that type of thing from time to time. Did you make that Slayer scene the other night?
No, I did not make the Slayer scene, but you know what? I failed to mention this at the Metallica show that I went to during my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Kevin Minch there.
Did you?
Yeah, he was down on the floor. He wasn't in the pit.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Why not?
I had good seats. I had great seats. I wouldn't go down to the pit and sweat my ass off.
How about you, Groobs? Did you make the Slayer scene?
Of course.
No.
Nothing like ruining the gag, Groobs.
Oh, I mean, no.
Oh, God. Fredo's right.
Told you.
How about you, Danny?
You know I went. Why are you wasting time with this?
You were too good to go to Slayer.
Not to mention too old.
Hello.
Oh, really? I was young in that crowd.
Really?
Pretty much.
At the age of 44, you had to be the oldest guy there.
Grego is 44.
Well, we're not talking about Grego. We're talking about you.
You know who else was there?
Cat?
Yeah, our boss.
What does this say about us, that the leadership of this radio concern is being provided by somebody who goes to Slayer?
It can't be good, I'll tell you that.
Certainly cannot.
I mean, there's no way it can be.
Listen to this. And so you got this.
Listen to,
huh?
Listen to this. That is just awful.
Oh, just wait. Crank it up a little, Groobs.
God, that is just, that's nauseating to me. Just nauseating.
Well, I got treated to 90 minutes of it nonstop.
How can you stand that?
Where was it, Danny?
It was at the Gypsy Tea Room, the greatness of the Gypsy Tea Room.
And was it packed?
Man, if it wasn't sold out, it was damn near.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
And the thing about it, when you sell a ticket to a concert like that, once it's sold out, you have a certain number of people that are, you know, a limit that you can fit in there. You don't take into consideration the size of these folks.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe to a, I don't know, like a Travis show or some indie rock show, you're going to get a room full of a lot of little skinny guys.
Are you?
Yeah. But it's Slayer. My God, it was full of sweaty, black t-shirted, long thinning hair lummoxes.
Oh, God. So they attract a man of size?
Well, I think it's the guy that in 83 and 84 was into this stuff and, you know,
was skinny
in
back
his early
then,
20s or whatever.
All right.
And then just kind of said,
screw it all, I'm
yeah,
going
screw
to
it
McDonald's.
All. And I'm not going to change my life at all. I mean, these guys are wearing the same stuff. They look the same. They're just bigger and sweatier.
And they keep it, and they're trying to keep their hair long, but it's dropping off on
right.
top. But they're just going to keep it.
They're just going to keep it long.
Do they all look like a comic book guy on The Simpsons?
Expo.
Kinda. Then you probably have a lot of Glenn Danzig wannabes who are taking up more space than they need to take up.
Yes.
Now, there were a lot of hot girls
Who's
there,
Glenn
Danzig?
I saw a couple.
Are you serious?
You're kidding
yeah.
me.
No, there was one that was really, really good looking. A little Mexican girl with giant boobs.
Mm. I've never seen a Mexican
Listen
girl with
to
big
this.
Boobs.
Mm. You like that?
Mm. Is there any kind of decipherable melody in play there?
No, there's no real melody. It's all pretty much one speed. I mean, actually, it's about three speeds. They'll have, like, their slow kind of grinding groove, and then they'll get really, really fast. That they'll do that.
By the way, pull that.
Like this. And then they'll have their mid-tempo, you know, like that.
That's just awful.
But the dude sings. I mean, the guy doesn't sing. He shouts. And every once in a while, you'll get a crazy scream. But, I mean, I guess it was good. I've never seen it before.
Why would you want to?
They're damn tight. Well, because I used to like this album when I was 17. And I thought it'd be cool to go see them. But, man, they're a great band. They're tight. It's amazing that they can do what they do. for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours every night, because that, it doesn't look easy playing at this speed all night long.
And what do they look like now?
They're all kind of big. They've put on a little weight, too.
Long hair?
Yeah. Well, except for the one guitar player who's completely bald, but his head's covered in tattoos.
What?
Kerry King, one of the guitar players, has just tattoos all over.
He's got a sleeve tattoo on his head?
On his head, yeah. All over. His bald head is just tats.
You know what?
You know what? If I were going to get a tattoo, that's where I'd get one.
On your head?
Yeah, I'd get one on my head. That way that if you don't like it, you just grow hair over it and nobody know you have one.
Well, I don't think this guy has the option of growing hair.
Oh, really?
No.
I know that feeling. What was Cat doing?
I didn't see Cat. He got there earlier than I did.
He'll go down there and start moving his head around and dancing around and acting like an idiot.
In a suit.
Sweating.
I got there 5 minutes before they went on and left immediately when they were done. But I stayed for the whole show.
Yeah, Cat rolls in there in Dockers and a golf shirt and Cole Haan shoes.
Oh, no.
Cat
will
be perfect hair.
Beer bonging Jägermeister and fitting right in there with the fat guys.
Wearing his 311 t-shirt.
Yeah. Angel of Death!
I bet he's got a collection of those.
Yes, he does.
Sitting in a drawer.
No, I think Cat wears the regular Cat garb when he goes to concerts. The Dockers and the golf shirt.
Grego, stop it. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He wears jeans and a t-shirt.
What was your attire, Danny? Did you try to fit
in? Jeans, t-shirt. Now, Jake went, our intern, and took his little buddy.
You didn't wear your suit?
You're a moron.
Yeah, our intern went. This was his big night for prank calling his mom.
He loved it. I ran into him before and after the show. I actually had to get him in because it was a 17 and up show, and he's 19, but he lost his wallet, and they weren't going to let him in.
Lost his wallet.
Yes. He had no ID, and they were like, nope, pal, you can't get in.
Here comes big, influential Danny.
So I had to help him in.
The Deep Ellum power broker.
I just told him I'd vouch for him and that he was 19 and he would not be drinking.
And, of course, he was drinking.
No, of course not.
A fish, I bet he was.
The thing that I found the most intriguing about this is, man, these guys are up there and they are evil and demonic and just banging the hell out of their instruments and playing this fast, you know, dark music. But the singer is really nice to the crowd. Like, in between songs, he was, like, real sweet and he'd be like, I just want to thank everybody, you know, for coming out. Is everybody having a great time? All right, cool. Thank you so much for, you know, supporting us for the last 20 years. And we're going to play a few more songs for you. And then he'd say something like, so here, who here tonight wants to die? After saying all that real nice stuff.
Then you lit up a lavender grapefruit candle and put it on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe weird. I would try that.
It was weird. A weird scene.
You think I should try that?
What? Just be real nice and then ask who wants to die?
Yeah. And then rip into even the losers. Well, all right, Danny.
Way to go, Danny.
All right. Yeah. You served us well there.
I mean, I wish I had more to tell, but that's it. Wish I did, but I don't.
That's a good story, Danny. You're a good boy.
Real quick, there was a guy that introduced the band that came out and drank about three shots of Jägermeister on stage, was covered in tattoos, and had two cinder blocks hanging from his nipples.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What? Why did that?
I don't know.
Now, what did he attach them with?
I don't know. It was just some kind of hook that went through his nipple, and he was hanging cinder blocks from it.
And they were just suspended.
Yeah, he was kind of swinging them back and forth, kind of getting the tassel thing going.
God. They must have been fake cinder blocks.
No, because they were stretching out his teats pretty strong.
God.
Our nipples. I wish I'd have been there. I just hopped up on stage, and I just grabbed it, and I just pulled it right out.
All right!
And said, what are you going to do now, big guy?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to begin discussion on... I don't know if it's the best cowboy game I can remember, because that entails a lot. That entails 40 years worth of games that have been pretty good more often than not.
I tell you what, it was something.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It was something.
Yeah.
Though.
That's the best way to put it. I'm not sure exactly where it fits or what it was, but it was something and it fits somewhere. We'll get to it next.